everyone. This is Meredith Eisenberg with Solo Biz Bites, and I am here with today's installment of our email marketing series. And today we are talking about how often you should mail and then how you can change that frequency over time. And so, but before we get into that, I wanted to let you know that there was a very affordable personalized coaching option that goes with this season's podcast. You can get personal feedback as you work your way through all of these different episodes and lessons, and you can check that out at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. So let's talk about how often you should mail. So the first thing to know is that you can change how often you mail over time. Just because you're currently only mailing twice a month doesn't mean that you're stuck with that forever. And so you can increase the frequency without getting all of your readers to unsubscribe if you follow what I'm going to outline in today's lesson. So take a minute to listen and then start thinking about how you would like to change up your mailing schedule to mail in the future. So one of the most frequent questions that I get asked is how often should people email to their list? And the answer is probably a lot more than you think. But of course, that depends on a number of factors. How much information can you share that's helpful and useful to your audience? What do your readers expect from you? And to an extent, it also depends on the big players in your niche and how often they're emailing. So if the majority of people in your underwater basket weaving niche send a weekly newsletter, that's probably a good place to start. But if people are emailing daily, you may want to consider emailing every other day or daily also, just so that your name ends up with their names in their email at about the same frequency. Now, I said that, you know, that is a place to start. You're definitely not stuck with any particular format and schedule. Email frequently is something that you can try and adjust over time. So some of it's trial and error, and really it just depends on your audience. Some audiences like shorter, more frequent emails, and others don't mind a longer email, but they only want to hear from you once a week. And so it's all about experimentation and finding out what works best for your tribe. So mailing frequency is also something that you can deliberately change. It's really all about setting and meeting expectations. So if you get your readers used to one or two emails from you a month, that's what they'll expect. And they'll resist when you suddenly change to email marketing daily or several times a day. But if emailing more frequently is a goal or something that you want to test out, start slow. Go from two emails a month to four, and then email every Tuesday and throw in an occasional additional email some weeks, and just keep increasing your frequency over time, allowing your readers to get used to the new schedule before increasing again until you find something that you're comfortable with that brings you results with minimal unsubscribes from your audience. Now, keep in mind also that if you aren't emailing enough, people tend to forget about you, and your unsubscribe rate could actually be higher than if you email all the time. So you need to email enough to stay top of mind of your audience so that they keep seeing your name repetitively, even if they're not opening your emails, just seeing you there, you're kind of claiming your space in their email box. So then you also want to keep track of the time and effort it takes to create the emails and weigh it against the income you're making. Sometimes it's worth writing a daily email to your list. With other sites and lists, the sweet point of effort versus financial return is maybe once a week with an occasional ramp up during limited promotions. So it just depends on your audience and how often they're thinking about the topic that you're emailing them about too. If you do something very seasonal, maybe you'll email more during gardening season if you're a gardening expert. If you're into marketing, people are thinking about marketing and their business all the time, so you can afford to email more often. Start by coming up with a schedule that works for you. Set expectations with your readers from the start. Tell them how often they can expect to hear from you in the welcome email that goes out as soon as they sign up. Then, as you map out your mailing schedule and start writing emails, hint at what's coming. Tell them to look for another email from you on Friday about a fresh tip or a special offer they don't want to miss. So I'll leave you today with this. There's money in your list, and email marketing can make up a big chunk of your online business income. But chances are that emailing once or twice a month isn't really going to get you the financial return that you'd like. Most successful marketers email several times a week, and a lot of them are emailing every single day. If you would like me to review your email marketing schedule, the way to do that is through our companion coaching program, which personally leads you through this, and you get feedback on each lesson, and it's very affordable. If you want to check that out, go to syllabushacker.com/listgrow.